This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In a surprising upset, State Attorney General Phil Weiser defeated U.S. Senator Michael Bennet in the Democratic primary for governor. As of late Wednesday morning, Weiser was up by more than 10 points.
Coloradans deserved a choice in this primary race. Because in America, we, the people, not establishment politics, chooses our leaders.
In the GOP gubernatorial primary, it could be some time before we know the Republican nominee for governor. State Senator Barbara Kirchmeier and political newcomer Victor Marx are both hovering at just about 40% of the vote. Kirchmeier said today that a split primary shouldn't discourage Republican voters this fall.
I think because of the congressional races and the whole ballot that we'll be able to get Republicans to come out and vote. But it's also going to be a challenge to make sure that we are talking to unaffiliateds and getting them to come out and vote more to the right than to the left.
Kirchmeier has said she would not support Marx if he were the party nominee. Another upset in the primaries, Democratic Socialist Mayotte Quiros defeated 30-year incumbent Congresswoman Diana DeGette in Colorado's 1st Congressional District. Denverite's Kiara Damari was there.
Hundreds of people packed into Quiros' party, and after the initial results had her ahead by 2%, the energy continued to grow with confetti, dancing, and chanting. Though going into this month, canvassers weren't so sure.
The lack of name recognition until the last month, we really kicked it up. That's a testament to all the volunteers here.
DeGette was up for re-election for a 16th term.
Kiara Damari reporting. This is CPR News.